One if by land, two if by sea. Get on board, because it's Jubilee. Yes, sir, here's your ticket for this week, all wrapped up in a big package of Jubilee just beamed to you and you and you. Tonight's chorus sneak brings you Barney Bigard, Ace Coronetis, the one and only King Cole Trio, Judy Carroll, Penny Carter and his fine band, and the star of the Jack Benny program, Eddie Rochester Anderson. And here to toss his torso, wiggle his waddle, and laminate your larynxes is your master of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, Van Smith, and thank you, folks, thank you. Cass, we want you to get around a little sauce of gravy for some cream to the cream that'll make you homogenize. The first mix we're going to get in tonight are a few Benny Carter in his band, and here he is, Benny Carter! Thank you. Man, when I say gnat, that don't mean a thing. You might think it was talking about a gnat that was a bug. And when I say king, that don't mean nothing, because that could be any old king at all. But when I say Nat King Cole, you dig me lightly, don't you? Yes, sir, and I ain't running over the lip when I tell you that the next attraction is a King Cole Trio. Johnny Miller on the bass, Oscar on guitar, and Matt himself on the 88. It's if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no.
Not me a kiss, you'll never miss. Won't let it blow. smile and say yes. Ease or cry and say no. Squeeze me as full and be fine. I love you so. But you can't smile and say yes. Please don't cry and say no. When I ask for a date, the answer is no. You don't know what to say. Don't you know war's on, everything is rationed. How about that jive? Keep in mind. Baby, let bygones be bygones. Cause men are scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry.
Over here.
I know, Ernie, but I got tied up on a matter of utmost importance. I was called into consultation on a situation of unparalleled magnitude by high official governmental circles.
No kidding. Who, Rochester?
I'm not at liberty to divulge the information. Military secret.
Rochester.
That's right. Wreck my whole story.
Rochester, I thought you said you were a high official.
Well, she may not be an official, but she sure is high.
I'm ashamed of you, Rochester. All you think of is wine, women, and song.
Who's singing?
Never mind. You get right over here as fast as you can.
Okay, Ernie. Goodbye.
Bye. I don't know what to do with that boy now. It behooves me as a big fat behoover to bring on a gate who's one of your favorites. This man has got so much technique on clarinet that they can't make an instrument fast enough for him. Naturally, you know who I mean, Barnaby Gerd, and he is with Billy Carter's orchestra, giving out with his composition of Elabooge Blues. Born and all know that Elabooge is Jubilee spelled backwards, but you be sure and play it frontwards.
Mm-hmm.
comes the time to... Man?
Well, here I am.
Well, you sure took your time, Rochester, especially for a fellow who's sitting here something important to tell me. What is the big news?
Well, Ernie, I'm thinking of leaving Mr. Benny and opening up a business of my own.
Boy, and Mr. Benny here is ready to tear his hair out.
If he does, believe me, he'll feel no pain.
Well, what do you want with your own business, Rochester? I thought Mr. Benny paid you very handsome money.
Yeah, but I like that ugly kind that folds.
Oh. Well, what kind of business are you going into?
Well, Ernie, do you like thick, juicy steaks?
Man, I should.
Great, big, beautiful slabs of roast beef?
I see.
All the lamb chops you can eat?
Oh, brother, do I?
Ernie, I think I can help you.
You gonna open up a butcher shop?
A reducing parlor.
A reducing parlor?
That's right. I call it the Central Avenue Accentuate the Positive, Eliminate the Negative, and Mess Around with Everything in Between Reducing Establishment.
Well, all this talk about reducing is very interesting, Rochester, but why come to me about it?
Mr. Whitman, the answer is as plain as the stomach on your stomach.
Oh. Now, hold on, Rochester. Are you implying that I am plump? Well, I have the kind of figure they sing about.
Yeah, and I know the song, too. One meatball!
Well, I don't like to admit this, but maybe I should take off a few pounds. What do you suggest for me, Rochester? Massage?
I think your best bet would be demolition. Then, of course, you could take our steam cabinet treatment.
Yeah.
We've got the most powerful steam cabinet in the world.
Really?
Yeah. We tried it out on the dog the other day, and 10 minutes, he went from poodle to puddle.
Well, I don't think that's for me, but haven't you got any masseurs down at your place?
Oh, sure. We can give you 3 different types of masseur treatment.
3 different types, eh?
There's the ouch, that hurts type. There's the uh-oh, you're killing me type. Then there's the oh type. Now, which would you prefer, Ernie?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take you lay your hand on me and I'll scream for the police.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any business here. So long, Ernie. I'm going over to Lena Horne's house and try to get her down to the massage parlor.
Well, Lena don't have to reduce Rochester. What are you going to massage her for?
Don't worry. I'll think of something. Goodbye.
Comes a time in the affairs of men when they feel the need of some pulsating fortitude. So here's just what Dr. Jai prescribed. And with open arms and a twinkle in my big fat eye, I'm glad to welcome to the gift of the blues, Judy Carroll. Oh, welcome to Jubilee, sweetie pie.
Thanks, Ernie, but you better be careful of that. Sweet talk.
Oh.
A certain fella I know at AT0980 just might be listening. He might not like it either.
So what? Is he bigger than me?
Of course not. That's impossible.
Oh.
But I would like to dedicate my song to this fella. Is that okay?
Well, is he a Latchstone Jackson?
He ain't a four-cornered square.
Well, is he solid potato salad?
He ain't a beat-up artichoke.
Is he a groovy Louie?
Man, he's a rover who crossed over to the swinging side of the street.
Considered dedicated. What's it going to be?
Play me the blues with Benny Connor at the Ganza.
Oh.
Sing me a blue refrain.
dancing to your sweet melody. But now he's gone, and that song brings too many memories. So maestro, please put down that violin. You know the mood I'm in. Play me the blues.
As a six-hour pass. Well, men, when we got all through tonight, I don't want to see any cablegrams from any of you saying, what's the idea of doing a jubilee and Nat Cole only playing one number? So just to keep everything straight, I'm going to ask the boys to braid another hymn on your frayed lapels. What's it going to be this time, Nat?
Well, Ernie, here's a little medley the folks seem to like. We're coming at you with an arrangement of a little tune entitled Miss Thing and followed up with a little ditty entitled Sunny Side of the Street.
Well, Nat, go right ahead and knock it at us.
Thank you.
coat and your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just break your feet to turn inside and see. Can't you hear the pitty-pat of the happy little tune that you're set? Life can be so sweet on inside and see. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on gray. I'm not afraid because my worries are over and the road's all silver. But never have a cent, I'll be rich as my head fellow. With gold dust at my feet, on the sunshine of the sea. That's your hat, your coat, your vest and cane. Leave the words on the doorstep, going by and by. Just direct your feet to the side of the sea. That's funny. Can't you hear the data tap, the red tap of the hat that tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet on the side of the sea. That's funny. I used to walk in the shade, but it's the blue of the rain. I am not afraid, cause my words are over and rose for so big for number. Never done that, will still be written by the fellow and the constantly the mellow. Go that I see on the side of the seat that's sunny.
The first point in the program to which we have now arrived. In other words, the conclusion has been reached, and we shall deal with it in a rudy manner. Benny, you got a word for the congregation?
Well, Ernie, it's always a thrill to be here on Jubilee. Knocking them out for the boys, and here's something on the bright side to top off the set.
Well, turn up that flame hot for us, Benny, hot for us. thank you. Well, that leaves me with nothing left but crackling. But I hope there was enough for everybody. While they're mopping up Hot Horn Hall, we just have time to say thanks to Barney Bigard, Judy Carroll, King Cole and his trio, Benny Carter and his orchestra, and my son, Rochester. Meanwhile, this is Ernie, not all the budgets are in Belgium, Whitman saying, from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.